请翻开诗篇第八篇。Please open to Psalms 8. 第三节和第四节。Psalms 8, verse 3 and 4.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
我
When I consider your heaven, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him?The Son of Man, that you care for him.
你竟眷顾他。今天我们当中很多无声歌哈。
Today there are many
silent dove.
Oh, silent dove.
我们上礼拜弟兄告诉我们我们不能做无声歌。
Last week, the brother told us we cannot be silent dove.
我们乃是有声音的歌子。
But we need to have voices.
圣徒的声音乃是非常的重要。
The voices of saints are important.
因为神有一天要我们来管理万有。
Because one day we are to rule all things.
我们用什么来管理万有？
What do we use to rule all things?
用我们的话。
Is use our words.
所以我们要在地上学习不要做无声歌。
So we need to learn not to be silent.
所以我们再来读一次。
But let's read again.
第三、第四节。
Verse 3 and 4. When I consider your heaven,The work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the Son of Man that you care for him.
你竟眷顾他。我们在读雅各书第四章。
We'll read James chapter 4, verse 14.
新约希伯来书后面的雅各书。
It's after Hebrew.
第四章。
James chapter 4.
第十四节
Verse 14
好我们一起来读
Let's read together
其实你们明辨如何你们还不知道你们的生命是什么呢你们原来是一片云雾出现少时就不见这里说我们的生命原来是一片云雾出现少时就不见了
Here it says that our life is a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
这大概不是指北京的云雾。
This is probably not talking about the mist in Beijing.
北京的云雾一出来要好几天都不散。
The mist in Beijing does not disappear for many days.
但是在巴勒斯坦的云雾出现少时就不见了。
For the ones in Palestine, it appears for a little while and then vanishes.
我们读彼得前书第一章第二十四节。
We also read 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第二十四节。
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24.
我们连二十五节也一起读。
We also read verse 25.
好，一起来。
Together,
因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的柔美都像草上的花，草地枯干。花必凋谢，唯有主的道是永存的。所传给你们的福音就是这道。我们再读《历代志上》第二十九章。
We also read First Chronicle.
历代志上二十九章。
Chapter 29.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
历代志上二十九章。第十五节
First Chronicles chapter 29 verse 15
好我们在你面前是客旅是寄居的与我们列祖一样我们在世的日子如影儿不能长存有没有人是用 King James 的 Bible
Is anybody here using King James version
Anyone 用那个 King James Bible
Anyone using King James
你可不可以把那个 King James Bible 的最后一句话读一读
Can you read the very last sentence?
就是 不能长存的那一段就是最后一句不能长存念那个 King James 对啊你会发现 King James 那个不能长存它翻译没有住处
There's
not a binding
It's not abiding?
Abiding.
Abiding, yeah.
就是这个影子没有一个住的地方。
it says the shadow has no place to dwell, no abiding place for the shadow.
诗篇第九十篇
Psalm 90
诗篇第九十篇
Psalm 90
第十二节
Verse 12
诗篇第九十篇第十二节
Psalm 90 verse 12
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。我们再读最后一处以弗所书第五章第六节。
Let's play Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16。
来，你们要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代。这个爱惜应当翻译成赎回来。
It should be translated as redeem your time.
我们要把那光阴赎回来。
We are to redeem our time.
因为现今的世代邪恶。
Because the days are evil.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你早晨在让我们有这样的恩典，能够聚集在你的脚前。
Lord, we thank you by your grace we can gather before your feet this morning.
主，当我们一同思想你的话，求你再把你的恩典浇灌在我们的身上。
As we meditate upon your word, may you show your grace toward us.
因为若不是你启示，就没有人能够明白属灵的事。
For unless by your revelation, none can understand spiritual things.
若不是圣灵的感动，就我们也没有办法得着回头的亮光。
If not touched by the Spirit, we will have no light.
因此我们把众人都交在你的手中。
Therefore, entrust each one of us into your hands.
我们何等需要你的怜悯。
How we need your mercy.
求主今天早晨丰富与我们同在。
This morning may you be with us abundantly.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Jesus Christ's name.
刚才我们念到诗篇第八篇第四节，那里面有这样一句话。
In Psalm chapter 8 verse 4 it says.
他说人算什么你竟顾念他。
It says, what is man that you are mindful of him?
世人算什么你竟眷顾他。
The son of man that you care for them.
当诗人在思想的时候，他就发出这样一个惊叹。
When the psalmist wrote this, he had such a wonder.
他发现人实在是不算什么。
He found out that we are nothing.
今天早晨，我们首先来思想我们人的日子是什么。
This morning, let's first consider what are our days.
在雅各书那里告诉我们。
In James, it tells us.
他说我们的人的日子啊，像云雾一样。
It says our days are like a mist.
出现少时就不见了。
It appears for a little while, then it vanishes.
我们这个人啊，一生好像云雾一样。
Our days are like a mist.
出现一下就不见了。
It appears for a little while, then it vanishes.
再过几个礼拜就是我们中国人的新年。
In a few weeks, it will be the New Year, it will be Chinese New Year.
这个新的年呢是羊年。
And this is a year of sheep.
Lamb.
Lamb.A year of lamb.
这对我来讲特别有意义。
This is significant to me.
因为我是属羊的。
For I am a lamb.
所以你知道我几岁哈？
So you know how old I am.
我不是三十六。
Let me just tell you, I'm not 36.
那你知道我几岁了哈？
Now you know how old I am.
所以我们中国人有一个方法知道人的年龄的。
So we have a tricky, sneaky way to know people's age.
我们不需要问他几岁。
We don't need to ask them how old you are.
我们就知道他多大了。
But we know exactly how old they are.
所以我有一次跟我妈妈说我多大了。
One time I told my mom how old I am.
我妈不相信。
She didn't believe me.
我说当然，你都八十了。
I said, of course you are 80 years old.
你八十岁了，我当然要。
And I said, you are 80, then therefore I should be.
弟兄姊妹，在一个羊年的时候，我就60岁了。
Brother sister, one more 12 years, I'll be 60.
可怕不可怕？
Isn't that a horrible thing?
像云雾出现，少时就不见了。
We are like a mist that appears for a little while, then it vanishes.
生命是非常的短暂。
Our life is indeed so short.
我们在其中不觉得。
We didn't feel much.
但是转眼就不过去了。
But in an instant it passes away.
诗篇告诉我们。
The Psalms also told us.
他说我们人是一口气。
He said we are no more than a breath.
什么是一口气？
What's a breath?
在希伯来文里面那个气就是虚空。
In Hebrew, a breath means something empty.
在希伯来文里面那个气和虚空是同一个字。
In Hebrews, the word for breath and the word for emptiness is the same word.
他说我们的人生啊就像一口气。
It says man is like a breath.
什么叫虚空？
What is emptiness?
虚空是没有意义。
Emptiness means there's no meaning.
一个人啊，如果在地上不认识神，他的人生没有意义。
If one does not know God on this earth, then his life has no significance.
我们小的时候，我们老师告诉我们人生的意义是什么。
When we were young, when we were in elementary school, the teacher told us what's the meaning of our life.
我们老师说人生的意义在创造宇宙记忆体的生命。
Our teacher told us that the meaning of our life is to create new life in the universe.
所以呢，讲的简单一点呢，就是能够生孩子。
In another word, that we are to reproduce.
那我就问，那我这个孩子他的人生的意义是什么呢？
Then I ask, then what's the meaning of the life of my children?
就是他能够生我的孙子。
It is for him to reproduce, to have my grandchildren.
那我孙子的人生的意义是什么呢？
Then what's the meaning of life of my grandchildren?
就能够生我的曾孙呢？
Is to produce the grand-grandson.
想来想去呢，觉得还是没有意义。
And you think about it, there's truly no meaning to it.
弟兄姊妹，如果你不认识这创造宇宙的神，
Brother sister, if you do not know the one who created heaven and earth,
如果神不告诉你你人生的意义是什么，
If God does not tell you the meaning of your life,
我们的人生是没有意义的，
Then our life has no meaning at all.
就像一口气。
It is no more than a breath.
彼得前书告诉我们，
The first Peter also told us,
我们人像草一样，
We are like grass.
我们人的荣耀就像草上的花一样。
Our glory is like the flowers of the field.
但是难过的是在后面。
But the horrible thing is after that.
他说花必凋谢。
It says the flowers will fall.
草必枯干。
The grass will wither.
在圣诞节的时候，我到一个 nursing home 去。
During Christmas, I went to a nursing home.
我们和孩子一起去到 nursing home 去表演给那些 nursing home 的人。
Our children put on a show for the people at the nursing home.
我的右边站着孩子们。
On my right hand are my children.
我左边坐着三四十个老人。
On my left hand side there were 30-40 elderly.
孩子们在表演那个圣诞节的歌曲。
And the children were singing Christmas songs.
这三四十个老人里面能够拍手的只有三四个人。
And out of 30-40 elderly, only 3 or 4 of them were able to clap.
他们不能够，他们不能够拍手。
They couldn't do it.
你不能看出他们脸上是喜乐呢，还是忧愁。
You couldn't tell their expression on their face. You couldn't tell their emotion on their face.
这些人从前也是有花的。
Those people had flowers before.
我不知道他们中间在他们将来，他们以前在世界上的地位是什么。
I did not know what their position were when they were in the world.
但是我知道花已经凋谢了。
But for sure, I know the flowers had fell.
花不但凋谢了。
Not only the flowers had fell.
现在草也枯干了。
The grass withers.
我们人真是何等的软弱。
How weak is our life?
今天无论我们在地上有多大辉煌的成就。
Today, no matter how great your accomplishment on this earth.
不管人对我们是何等的羡慕。
No matter how much others envy us,
我们都要知道花要凋谢的。
We'll know the flowers will fall one day.
不但如此，草必枯干。
And not only that, the grass will wither.
因为人的生命基本上是软弱的。
For in essence, our life is weak.
所以我们讲到三点。
So we said three things.
都不太好。
And they are not good.
生命是短暂。
Our life is short.
像云雾一样出现，少时就不见了。
Like a mist, it appears for a while, then it vanishes.
如果短暂，如果很有意义也还好。
If it's short but it's meaningful, then that's okay.
生命是虚空的。
But then our life is also empty.
好像一口气一样。
Like a breath.
不但是短暂而虚空的，在这个短暂的里面，我们是软弱的。
And in this short, empty life, we are also weak.
花是必然凋谢的。
For the flowers will surely fall.
草是必定要枯干的。
The grass will wither.
但是这还不是最惨的。
But this is not yet the worst consequence.
还有一个更惨的是。
There's one more.
他说我们的人生啊，像影儿一样。
It says our life is like a shadow.
那个影儿中文说不能长存啊。
In the Chinese translation, it says the shadow will not last a long time.
但是那个原文里面是说是没有归宿。
But in the original tag, it says the shadow has no abide, abiding place.
你有没有看过
影子 Have you ever seen a shadow?
有的影子移动得很快。
Some shadow moves very fast.
比如说你的汽车的影子它跑得很快。
For example, the shadow of your car, it moves very fast.
你的房子的影子跑得很慢。
The shadows of your house is very slow.
但是这两个影子都有一个同样的一点。
But there is one similarity between the two shadows.
这个影子不会停的。
The shadows does not stop.
这个影子从来不会停在一个地方。
The shadows do not stop in the same place.
这个影子是没有住处的。
It has no dwelling place.
什么东西都有一个住处。
Everything else has a dwelling place.
但是那个影子是没有住处的。
But the shadow has no dwelling place.
弟兄姊妹，一个没有神的一个人生。
Brothers and sisters, a life without God.
一个没有神的一个生命。
A life without God.
有一个最悲惨的一点。
There's a most dire consequence.
是没有住处。
That one has no dwelling place.
人生短暂不见得是什么不好的事。
It's not necessarily bad to have a short life.
因为人生是很苦。
For life isn't hard.
所以短了也好。
So maybe it's good to be short.
啊，人生如果是虚空也不要紧。
It's also okay to be empty.
因为反正是很短。
For since it's short,
所以虚空不虚空呢也不太要紧。
So it doesn't seem to matter much whether it's empty.
而人生软弱呢也不要紧。
Does it really matter if it's weak?
因为再刚强的人到最后也是要枯干掉的。
It doesn't matter for the even the strongest one will eventually die.
但是人没有住处怎么办？
But what if a man has no dwelling place?
如果你这个短暂的人生过去了以后你没有地方去怎么办？
What if after your life has passed you have no place to go afterward?
弟兄姊妹，这个是人生的一个难处。
Brother and sister, this is one of the most difficult things of our life.
那是人生最大的一个难处。
It's the most difficult thing.
就是没有一个归宿。
That there's no dwelling place.
你要去哪里？
Where are you going?
所以圣经上里面就用这四个方面把我们这个人生描述出来。
So in this four aspects, the Bible describes our life.
所以人算什么？
What is man?
所以世人说人算什么？
What is man?
这么短暂。
It's so short,
这么虚空
so empty,
这么软弱
so weak,
到最后还没有地方去
and eventually has no place to go.
但是我们感谢神
but we thank the Lord.
诗篇第八篇说你竟顾念他
but Psalm 84 tells us that you are mindful of him.
我没有想到神会顾念我们
we didn't think that the Lord will be mindful of us.
我没有想到我们这样渺小的一个人竟然创造了神顾念我们
we did not consider that insignificant beings like us, God cares for us.
他不但顾念我们。
Not only He cares for us.
弟兄姊妹，神爱世人。
But He loved the world.
他爱我们。
He loved us.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是一件大事。
Friends, sister, this is a great thing.
朋友们，这实在是一件了不起的事。
Friends, this is a great thing.
就是神爱我们。
God loved us.
爱到什么程度呢？
How much does He love us?
他把他的独生子赐给了我们。
That He gave us His one and only son.
今天这个就是福音。
This is the gospel.
就是神的儿子成为我们的就是一个福音。
That the Son of God belongs to us. That is our gospel.
告诉我们要信他的人就不至灭亡反得永生。
He tells us whoever believes in Him shall not perish.To have eternal life.
就解决我们人生短暂的一个问题。
And it solves the problem for our short life.
原来是云雾。
We were like a mist.
现在反得永生。
But now we have eternal life.
你看这个差别有多大。
You see the big difference?
这是耶稣基督所带给我们的。
This is what Jesus Christ has brought us.
你要活在那个云雾的里面。
Are you to live in the mist?
还是你要得到这个永生的。
Or do you want to have eternal life?
你要接受耶稣基督。
You need to accept Jesus Christ.
耶稣说我来是要让羊得生命并且得得更丰盛。
Jesus says, I'm here to bring life to the sheep and to have life to the full.
人的生命原来是虚空。
Our life was empty.
但主耶稣来把他丰盛的生命给我们。
But he comes and he gives his abundant life to us.
原来你是一口气。
You were a breath.
但是现在有一个丰盛的生命。
But now you have an abundant life.
这是何等大的一个差别。
It's a great contrast.
你要活在那口气的虚空里面
Were you to live in that breath?
你还是要得到主耶稣的丰盛的生命
Or do you want to receive his abundant life?
你要接受主耶稣基督
You need to receive Jesus Christ
耶稣又说了
Jesus also said
他说我是复活
He said I am the resurrection
我是生命
I'm the life
好了说信我的人虽然死了也要复活
The he who believes me in me will live even though he died
我们人的生命原来像草一样
Our life was like grass
非常的软弱。
It was weak.
有一天要枯干了。
One day you will wither.
但是耶稣说他是复活。
But he is the resurrection.
他是生命。
Jesus is the light.
我们相信他的人就是死了也要复活。
Whoever believes in him, even though he dies, he will live.
我们的生命不再是一个软弱的生命。
No longer our life is weak.
我们的生命成为一个刚强复活的生命。
For our life is strong, resurrected life.
朋友们，你愿意活在这个软弱的生命里面呢？
Friends, are you willing to live in the weak life?
还是你愿意接受这个复活的生命？
Or are you willing to receive this resurrection life?
你要接受耶稣基督。
You need to receive Jesus Christ.
约翰福音14章第二节告诉我们。
John chapter 14 tells us.
主耶稣说，在我的父那里有许多的住处。
It says, in my Father's place there are many rooms.
弟兄姊妹，在神那里为我们有一个住处。
In our Father's place, there are many rooms.
我们有一天，我们相信神的人，我们知道我们要去哪里。
For those who believe in God, we know where we are going one day.
在神那里有我们永远的一个居所。
There's an eternal dwelling place in our Father's place.
我们在地上不再有那个影子的感觉。
No longer we are like shadows on this earth.
朋友们，你的生命是一个影子。
Friend.Your life is like a shadow.
是一个没有住处的。
It's a shadow without abiding place.
你愿不愿意在神的那里找到一个住处？
Are you willing to find a dwelling place?
你要接受耶稣。
You need to believe in Jesus.
来做你的救主。
To be your savior.
如果在我们当中，今天仍然有人还没有信耶稣的。
If in the midst of us, there are still unbelievers.
你还有一个机会。
You still have the opportunity.
今天实在是你得蒙恩的得救的一个机会。
Today is a time for your salvation.
要离开那个短暂的生命。
Leave the short and temporary life.
进入那个永远的生命。
And enter into that eternal life.
脱离那个虚空的生命。
Leave that empty life behind.
进入那个丰富的生命。
And enter into that abundant life.
脱离那个软弱的人生。
Leave that weak life.
得到主耶稣复活的生命
and receive that resurrection life.
更重要的是有一天
most importantly, one day,
你知道你生命的归宿在哪
You know where your life is going.
如果你还没有接受主
If you haven't believed,
盼望你仔细的考虑
Please do consider.
这样好的一个福音
This is such a great gospel.
我们怎么能够不接受呢
How can we not receive it?
如果我们已经蒙恩得救了
If we have believed,
我们已经信主一段时间
if we have believed for a while,
我们就要来数算我们的日子
then we need to number our days.
弟兄姊妹，当我们蒙恩的得救以后
Brother and sister, after we have received, believed and received,
我们就不能再活在云雾的里面
we can no longer live in that mist.
我们蒙恩得救以后就不能再活在那虚空的当中
After we believe, we can no longer live in emptiness.
我们也不当活在软弱的里面
Nor shall we live in weakness.
也不能活着好像没有归宿一样
Nor shall we live as one that has no dwelling place.
因此诗篇90篇告诉我们要来数算我们的日子
Therefore Psalm 90 tells us we need to number our days.
就是让我们自己常常有一个思想有一个警惕
It's that so that we have a warning.
就是我们的生活是活在短暂虚空软弱当中呢还是我们的生活是活在永恒丰盛和复活的里面
We need to ask ourselves, is our life one of emptiness and, or is it the one that's in riches and in strength and in resurrection?
我们的日子如果活在虚空里面
If our life is still empty,
如果我们的日子是活在软弱的里面
If our life is still weak,
在神的眼光里面是不计算的
Those days do not count in the eyes of God
我们来读几处的圣经
Let's read a few verses
我们读四世纪
Let's read Judges
第三章
Chapter 3
第八节
Verse 8
我来念就好所以耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作就把他们交在米索波大米王孤山利撒田的手中以色列人服侍孤山利撒田八年
The anger of the Lord burned against Israel so that he sold them into the hands of Cushan Rosham king of Aram Naharam to whom the Israelites were subject for 8 years
我们读第十四节
We'll read verse 14
于是以色列人服侍摩亚王伊基伦十八年，
The Israelites were subject to Eglon, king of Moab, for 18 years.
第四章第二节第三节。
Chapter 4, verse 2 and 3.
耶和华就把他们赋予在夏所作王的迦南王耶宾手中，他的将军是西西拉，他在外邦人的下罗舍。耶宾王有铁车900辆，他大大欺压以色列人20年。
So the Lord sold them into the hands of Jabin, a king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. The commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Havirshath Hagoyim, because he had 900 iron chariots and had cruelly oppressed the Israelites for 20 years. They cried to the Lord for help.
第六章第一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，耶和华就把他们交在米甸人手中七年。
Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and for 7 years he gave them into the hands of the Midianites.
第十章第八节。
Chapter 10, verse 8.
从那年起，他们扰害欺压约旦河那边住亚摩利人之基利地的以色列人共有18年。
For 18 years they oppressed all the Israelites on the east side of the Jordan in Gilead, the land of the Amorites.
所以这里面讲的是非利士人。
And here it talks about the Philistines.
第13章第一节。
Chapter 13, verse 11.
以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，耶和华将他们交在非利士人手中40年。
Verse 1. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, so the Lord delivered them into the hands of Philistines for 40 years.
当所罗王要建那个圣殿的时候，
when King Solomon was to build the temple,
就列王记上就记载说，所罗门王建圣殿是离开他们出埃及一共有480年。
In the first King, chapter 6, it tells us,Solomon, when Solomon was building a temple, it was 480 years after they had left Egypt.
那480年让那个圣经学者苦恼了很久很久。
Many Bible scholars had confusion over this 480 years.
因为他们怎么算呢？都不止480年。
Because no matter how they calculate it, it's more than 480 years.
不是差一点点，不是差个三五年。
It's not 3-5 years of difference.
差了好多年。
It's many years of difference.
不可能有这样大的一个差别。
It can be, there can not be such a big difference.
为什么列王记上说只有480年？
Why is it that in 1 Kings it only says there are 480 years left between the two events?
跟圣经上其他的地方不相合。
And it does not fit to the, with the rest of the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，那是因为我刚才念到的那些地方那些年都不计算。
Brothers and sisters, because all those years that we have just read in Judges, they do not count.
你所不大名那八年不计算。
Those years, do not count.
服侍摩押王的十八年不计算。
The 18 years they served the Moabites, they do not count.
服侍迦南王的二十年不计算。
Those who were under Canaanites, they do not count.
服侍米甸人的七年也不计算。
The 7 years under Midianites, they do not count.
在非利士人底下58年都不算。
The 58 years under Philistines, they do not count.
我们怎么样来数算我们的日子？
How do we number our days?
要看我们有没有来服侍尼索波大米王。
Are we to serve the king of Cushanites?
我们有没有服侍这个摩押王？
Are we serving the king of Moab?
我们有没有服侍迦南王？
Are we serving the king of Canaan?
我们有没有服侍米甸的王？
Are we serving the Midianites?
最重要的，有没有服侍这个非利士人的王？
And most importantly, are we serving the Philistines?
因为那些日子在主的面前都不计算。
For those days do not count in the eyes of the Lord.
那些日子仍然是短暂的。
Those days are still short.
那些日子仍然是虚空的。
Those days are still empty.
那些日子仍然是软弱的。
Those days are still weak.
什么是米索波大米？
What is the Cushanite?
米索波大米是亚伯拉罕的故乡。
It was the
Abraham.
It was the home country of Abram.
当亚伯拉罕蒙恩的时候，主就叫他离开那个米索波大米。
God had called Abram out of that country.
在那个地方是不合适亚伯拉罕居住的。
It was not a fit place for Abraham to live.
所以在米索波大米的年日呢，就代表我们信主以前的那些年。
So those are the days representing the days before we believe in the Lord.
那些年日主不计算。
Those days do not count in the Lord's eyes.
哦，这一下少很多了。
So all of a sudden our days decrease by much.
然后呢，什么是摩押王呢？
Who are the Moabites?
摩押王是罗德的后代。
The Moabites are descendants of Lot.
罗德就是亚伯拉罕的侄儿。
And Lot is the nephew of Abraham.
这个罗德其实是一个很好的一个人。
Lot actually is a very good person.
圣经上说他是一个义人。
The Bible said he was a righteous one.
但是罗德是一个受世界吸引的一个义人。
But Lot is a righteous man that is drawn to the world.
虽然他人是一个义人。
Even though he is righteous.
但他的心里面常常受这个世界的吸引。
But his heart is drawn to this world.
所以他住在那个索多玛的附近。
Therefore he lives near Sodom.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生活有没有受世界的吸引？
Brothers and sisters, are our life be attracted to the world?
我们是蒙恩得救的人。
We are saved.
那我们的生活是不是受了这个世界的吸引？
But is our life attracted to the world?
而世界的吸引来控制了我们生活的方式。
And the attraction of this world control our life.
那个年日主不计算。
Those days do not count.
因为那些年日是服侍摩押王的。
For those are the days that was used to serve the king of the Moabites.
什么是迦南王？
Who are the Canaanites?
迦南王是充满偶像的地方。
The land of Canaan is a place that's full of idols.
因此当我们的日子，我们的生活当中，
So in our life,
有什么事物取代了神的位置？
If there's anything that takes the place of God,
就是以别的东西来代替了耶和华。
That is to take anything in a place of Jehovah.
那些日子都不计算。
And those days do not count.
因为那些日子我们好像侍奉迦南王一样。
Because those are days that we're serving the king of Canaanite.
所以我们要来数算我们的日子。
So we need to number our days.
在我们的生活的日子当中，
In our days,
有没有哪一些日子， 有没有哪一些日子我们里面有其他的事物来代替了神？
Are there any days in our life that we take, that we have something to replace the place of God.
如果有那样的日子，
If there are still those days,
那是服侍迦南王的日子，
then those are the days spent to serve the Canaanites.
什么是米甸？
Who are the Midian?
米甸这个字的意思就是相争。
The word Midian is to fight with each other.
米甸人是一直与以色列人相争的一个民族。
The Midianites are always fighting with the Israelites.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生活里面有没有相争？
Brothers and sisters, are there still conflicts within our life?
有没有丈夫和妻子相争？
Are there days of husband and wife fighting each other?
有没有在同事朋友相争？
Are there days of conflict between friends and colleagues?
有没有与弟兄姊妹相争？
Are there days of fighting between brothers and sisters?
如果我们有那样相争的日子，
If we still have days of conflict,
在主的面前也不受纪念。
Those days do not count before the Lord.
不能算数。
They are not numbered.
最后一个。
And lastly,
这是最可怕的一个。
It's the most horrible one.
这比其他的都更可怕。
It's worse than all the others.
就是非利士人。
It's the Philistine.
为什么可怕呢？
Why is it so horrible?
因为他们落在非利士人的年日呢，比其他所有的王加起来都要多。
For they are in the hands of Philistines longer than all the other kings combined.
表示这个是以色列人最大的一个问题。
The Philistines were the biggest problem for Israelites.
这也是今天我们信神的人的一个难处。
It is also our difficulty.
什么是非利士人？
Who are the Philistines?
在大卫曾经给非利士人取了这样一个名字。
David once called Philistines.
他说他们是没有受割礼的非利士人。
He called them the uncircumcised Philistines.
所以大卫就把这个非利士人讲得非常的清楚。
So that was David's description of Philistines.
因为他们是未受割礼的。
They are the ones that haven't been circumcised.
他们身上是满了肉体的。
They are full of flesh.
这是我们今天最大的一个问题。
And that's the biggest problem that we have today.
我们蒙恩以后却仍然活在肉体的里面。
We are saved, but we're still living in our flesh.
当我们活在肉体的当中，
But we still dwell in our flesh.
这个年日呢，是不纪念。
Those days do not count.
这是今天我们最大的一个敌人。
This is our biggest enemy today.
要超过其他四个王。
It's greater than all the other four kings.
就是那个非利士人在我们身上的难处。
It is the problem of Philistine.
所以诗篇九十篇的作者说，求主来指教我。
So in Psalm 90 it says, Lord, come and teach us.
为什么要求主来指教我们？
Why do we need him to teach us?
因为我们自己不知道。
For we do not know ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，我最近特别有一个深的感受。
And sister, that a feeling lately.
就是我们不认识我们自己。
And that is, we do not know ourselves.
我们如果认识我们自己就好了。
If we know ourselves, everything will be okay.
我们是不认识自己的人。
But we do not know ourselves.
我们是一个不知道自己活在肉体里面的人。
We do not know that we live in flesh.
什么人都知道我们活在肉体里面。
Everyone else knows that we are.
就是我们自己不知道。
But we do not know.
这是很危险的一件事。
This is a dangerous thing.
我们总觉得人人都活在肉体的里面。
We feel all the others were living in flesh.
就是我没有活在肉体的里面。
But I am not living in flesh.
但事实上，人人都看见我活在肉体的里面。
But in reality, everyone sees that I am living.
若不是主指教我们
，So unless the Lord teaches us,
那个看不见自己活在肉体里面的人，就是活在肉体里面最深的那个人。
And the one who fails to see himself living in the flesh is the one who lives most deeply in flesh.
我最近有这么一个发现。
I have a discovery lately.
有一次我跟两个同事在吃饭。
One day I was eating with two colleagues.
我们就谈到一个很有意思的问题。
We had an interesting discussion.
我们三个都是男的。
We're all men.
我们就在谈了，我们什么时候知道我们开始秃头呢？
we asked each other, when do we know we start to get bald?
你知道那个男生呢，秃头啊，常常从那个后脑中间开始。
You know, man, they usually start to get bald in the back of their head.
那这个地方你自己看不见。
And you cannot see it yourself.
所以你那个后面秃头的你自己不知道的。
So when you start getting bald, you do not know it yourself.
但是别人的秃头呢，你就知道了。
But you know other people's bald spot.
所以我们在谈说，我们什么时候第一次发现我们是秃头的。
So we ask each other, when do we know, for the first time that we are balding?
有一个同事说，有一天他到海边去。到 beach 到海边去。
One colleague said one day he went to the beach.
那天呢，在海边待了很久。
And he was there for a long time.
那回来以后呢，早就觉得头上不对。
And the next morning he felt something funny on his head.
觉得这头上怎么不对呢
？And he said, what's wrong with it?
去海边呢，应该是手上不对，那怎么会头上不对呢
？As I went to the beach, it should be on my hand I get burned. But what's wrong with my head?
后来发现了，他的头上呢。那个被太阳 burn
了。Then he found out he had a sunburn on his bald spot.
那是他头一次知道他头秃了。
And that was the first time he knew that he had a bald spot.
他另外一个同事说，那我是怎么发现我头秃
？And the other one said, this is how I discovered I was bald.
然后有一天他到教会去。
So one day I went to church.
他去的早了一点。
I went there early.
然后他们正在调那个摄影机。
And they were adjusting the video camera.
他就看到那个前面有一这个荧幕上好大的一个头在那里。
And he saw a very big head on the monitor.
他说谁啊，头秃这么厉害。
And he said, who is that who has such a big bald spot?
他发现这是我。
Then he discovered it's me.
那是他发现他头秃的头一次。
And that was the first time he discovered he had a bald spot.
那我说我怎么知道我头秃了呢
？And I said, this is how I found out I am.
我有一次在住旅馆，我到电梯坐进去。
One time I was in a hotel, then I went into the escalator.
那个电梯呢？那个电梯是四面都是玻璃。
The elevator has mirrors on all four sides.
我进来一看，这个人是谁呀
？And I look at it, I said, who is that guy?
后面怎么有一块没有头发
？He has a bald spot on the back of his head.
发现就我一个人在电梯上。
Then I discovered I was the only one in the elevator.
那就是我。
That was me.
你要是不看见的话
，If you do not see it.
你不觉得你头秃呀
？You do not feel it.
每天照镜子还好吗
？Every day you look at mirror, you say.
看不到这后面中间的。
You cannot see the middle in the back of your head.
弟兄姊妹，我们不觉得自己活在肉体的里面。
But sister, we do not feel like we're living in flesh.
我们真的不觉得我们活在肉体的里面。
We truly do not feel that we are living in flesh.
如果不是主指教我们的话。
Unless the Lord teaches us.
如果不是圣灵来开启我们的话。
Unless the Spirit revealed it to us.
我们就是不知道。
Then we simply do not know.
而那些日子都不谋计。
And those days will not count.
弟兄姊妹，如果你怀疑你有没有活在肉体里面
，Brother, sister, if you have doubt, as to whether or not you're living in flesh.
你就算是你活在肉体里面，不太会错。
Then you should count yourself living in flesh. That's probably correct.
如果你从来不知道你活在肉体里面。
If you never knew that you're living in flesh.
你到现在到今天，你从来没有感觉到你是活在肉体里面。
And even until today, you never felt you were living in flesh.
你肯定是活在肉体里面。
But for sure, you are living in flesh.
你100%是活在肉体里面。
100% sure you are living in flesh.
如果你没有活在肉体里面的话
If you do not live in the flesh,
你会常常看见自己活在肉体里面
Then you will often see that you are still living in the flesh
一天要看见好几次你活在肉体的里面
Many times a day you will see that you are still in flesh
这样呢就证明你有的时候不活在肉体的里面
And this will prove to yourself that once in a while you do not live in the flesh
因此如果你现在还没有感觉
So if you still doYou still are not sensitive with it.
你还不觉得你活在肉体。
You still do not feel that you are living in flesh.
就证明你活在肉体。
Then this proves that you are still living in flesh.
这些日子。
This day.
主都不计算。
Those days do not count in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那怎么办
？What shall we do?
我们的日子这样东减西减就没有多少。
If you count, you subtract our days this way and that way, then there are not many left.
受世界吸引就不算数。
If the Lord, if the world draws us, then those days do not count.
心中有其他的羡慕，用其他的事物取代耶和华，又不算数了。
The days full of idols, they do not count.
与人有相争，又不算了。
The days of conflict, they do not count.
活在肉体里面也不能算。
The days spent in flesh, they do not count.
那我们怎么办
？Then what should we do?
我们的日子就非常非常的少。
Our days are become few.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
保罗告诉我们。
Paul told us.
我们要赎回我们的光。
We need to redeem our days.
这实在是主的一个大的恩典。
It is truly a grace of God.
今天要我们把那光阴来赎回来。
Today we are to redeem our time.
怎么赎回来
？How do we redeem our time?
什么叫赎
？What is to redeem?
这个赎就是，好像如果我今天有一个东西。我把它当给了，卖给了，一个人。
Today it is as if I have sold something to somebody.
今天我缺少钱用呢，我就把这个卖给加西瓦。
And I sold my Bible to Joshua for some money.
后来我现在又有一点钱了。
But now I have a little bit of money.
那我就想把这个东西买回来。
So I want to buy back the thing, the item.
所以我把钱给加西瓦了，我把这个再买回来。
So I give the money to Joshua, then take back my Bible.
这叫赎。
That's to redeem.
今天我们很多的时间呢，都卖给加西瓦了。
Today we have so much time to Josh.
所以他这有很多的时间。
So I have very much time right here.
但今天主告诉我们要把它赎回来。
But today the Lord tells us we need to redeem them.
我们要把这个从加西瓦里面赎回来。
We need to redeem our time.
我们怎么赎
？How do we redeem?
我们怎么能够赎？
How do we do that?
在新约圣经里面给我们看了一个图画。
In New Testament, there is a picture.
非常美丽的图画。
A beautiful picture.
就是有一天，在旷野的地方有5000个人。
That is one day there were 5,000 people.
5000个人没有东西吃。
5,000 people had nothing to eat.
他找到了一个小孩。
But there was a child.
那个小孩有五个饼呢，有两条鱼。
He had five loaves and two fish.
你算算看，这很少啊。
And you count it, it's very few.
那比我们的日子可能还更少。
It's probably even fewer than our days.
然后呢，耶稣就把那个饼拿起来。
But Jesus took the bread.
然后他就祝谢了。
He gave thanks.
然后就分给那5000个人。
Then he gave the bread to the 5,000.
然后那五千个人都吃饱了。
And all 5,000 people were satisfied.
不但如此，还有剩12个篮。
Not only so, there were 12 basketfuls of leftovers.
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个图画，告诉我们怎么样来赎。
Brother and sister, this is a picture that tells us how to redeem.
这是一个我们能够把我们这一点点的东西去赎回来。
How do we use very little to redeem much?
就是要把这一点点的东西来交给我们的主。
And that is to give our little to the Lord.
这个小孩把那五个饼两条鱼交给了神。
The child gave the 5 loaves and 2 fish to the Lord.
就把这五千个人都能够喂饱。
And that satisfied 5,000.
这叫赎。
and that is to redeem.
弟兄姊妹，今天虽然我们所剩的日子不多了。
But sister, even though our days are few.
这个日子要放在主的手中。
So we need to place those days in the hand of God.
你说我主啊，你每天早上起来说主啊，今天这一天的时间。
Every morning when you wake up, you say, Lord,
这一天我要摆在你的手中。
The Lord, I want to place this day into your hand.
好像今天过去以后。
So that after today has passed,
今天这一天过得算数。
That this day will count.
这一天不被那个迦南王拿走。
That this day will not be taken by the Canaanites.
这一天呢，不被那个摩亚王拿走。
That this day will not be taken away by the Moabites.
这一天呢，不让非利士王拿走。
That this day will not be taken away by the Philistines.
或许到了晚上，你再到主的面前。
And at night you go to the Lord again.
你说主，我感谢你。
You say, Lord, I thank you.
这一天是算数的。
That today counts.
是这样来数算我们的日子。
This is how to number our days.
如果我们不这样数算我们的日子。
If we do not number it this way.
我们的日子就如飞而去。
Then our days will be fleeting.
在主的面前不能算数。
And before the Lord, they do not count.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们人的日子是非常非常的快。
Our days are indeed fleeting.
圣经上说那个人的日子快到什么程度呢？
The Bible tells us.
他说像那个老鹰啊，从天空上冲下来，来夺那个
Right.
我们的日子就如飞而去。
And our days were fleeting before our eyes.
弟兄姊妹，唯一的办法就是把这个我们手中所有的放在主的手中。
Brothers and sisters, the only way is to place our days in the hand of the Lord.
就像我们刚才所唱的那首诗歌。
Like the hymn that we have sung.
我们刚才所唱的那首诗歌有很多很多以前，有很多很多今天。
The hymn said there were many, many before, and there are many, many today.
比如说他讲以前我们用手来抓住。
For example, it says before we grasp unto the Lord.
那今天呢是主来牵我。
But today He leads me.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们来抓主就很难。
Brother and sister, it's hard for us to put our hand on the Lord.
但是我们把自己交给主的时候。
But when we give ourselves to the Lord.
我们乃是在主的手中。
That we are in His hand.
所以主抓我们是很容易。
Therefore, it's easy for Him to grasp unto us.
这叫做赎回来。
That's redeemed.
从前呢是忙于打算。
Before we were busy planning.
我们不知道花多少时间打算。
We spent so much time planning.
我们整天甚至有的时候整夜都在打算。
Not only during the daytime, we plan during the night.
到今天呢靠祈求。
But today is by faithful prayers.
那个打算呢是靠着自己。
Planning is by ourselves.
是把一些事情抓在自己的手中。
It's hold on to certain things in our hands.
祷告是把事情摆在主的手中。
But to pray is to put our things into the Lord's hands.
这叫做赎回来。
And that is to redeem.
以前呢是我们要利用主。
Before we are to use him.
我们盼望主帮助我做这件事，帮助我做那件事。
We want the Lord to help us doing this and doing that.
那今天呢是主来用我。
But today he uses us.
主怎么能用我？
How can he use me?
那是我在主的手中。
It is for me to be in his hand.
你看，都跟事情在主的手中有关系。
You see how everything is related to us being in his hand.
我们在主的手中。
We are to be in his hand.
主就能够把他赎回来。
Then he can redeem us.
因为他是救赎主啊。
For he is our savior.
我们不是救赎主。
We are not savior.
只有主能够把我们赎回来。
Only he can save us.
所以我们要把那个放在主的手中。
Therefore we need to place ourselves in his hand.
以前我们羡慕能够得到主。
Before we desire to have him.
那今天呢，我们就知道说主是属我的。
But today I know I belong to him.
为什么我们知道主属我
？How is that we know that the Lord belongs to us?
因为我们看见他的手在我们身上。
Because we see his hand working in our life.
弟兄姊妹，这首诗歌是非常的宝贝。
Brother sister, this is such a precious hymn.
因为它告诉我们一个人的一个大的转变。
For it tells a great transformation.
从前是怎么样？
What it was like before.
以前呢是随自己的欲望。
Before I did according to my own will.
现在呢要听主的支配。
But now I listen to the Lord.
从前呢是不断的讨问。
Before I ask and ask.
今天呢是不断的赞美。
Today I ceaseless pray.
从前呢我们想得到人的称赞。
Before I envy a man's praise.
今天呢我们只求主的欢喜。
But today I only look for the Lord's satisfaction.
从前呢我们是频频的苦试。
Before it was constant drifting.
今天呢是完全的信托。
But now my anchor is cast.
这个从前和现在的差别在哪里？
What's the great difference between before and now?
就是从前事情在我的手中。
Is before things were in my hand.
现在事情都在主的手中。
But now everything is in Lord's hand.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们要把我们的时间要赎回来的一个方法。
Brother sister, this is a way for us to redeem our time.
弟兄姊妹，今天你的事情是在你的手中呢，还是在主的手中？
Brother and sister, is your time in your hand or in Lord's hand?
你的难处是在你的手中呢，还是在主的手中？
Are your difficulties in your hand or in His hand?
你的健康是在你的手中呢，还是在主的手中？
Is your health in your hand or in Lord's hand?
你的孩子是在你的手中呢，还是在主的手中？
Are your children in your hand or in the Lord's hand?
如果是在我们的手中，
If they are still in our hand,
我们就要忙忙碌碌。
Then we'll busy, we'll
我们就要劳苦愁烦。
Then we'll worry.
我们的日子就要过去非常的快。
Then our days were fleeting before our eyes. We'll be fleeting.
如果这些事情在主的手中，
But if those things are in the Lord's hand,
主就要把我们赎回来。
Then He will redeem us.
就超过我们所求所想的来成就。
He will accomplish beyond our beyond our greatest imagination.
弟兄姊妹，我们的时间不多。
Brother sister, our time is indeed short.
时间是越来越快。
Our time is flitting by faster and faster.
就像那个影子一样。
Just like the shadow.
你看那个影子在中午的时候是动得很慢。
You see the shadow moves very slowly during the noontime.
到下午三四点以后呢，那个影子速度就很快。
But after 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, the shadow moves very fast.
到下午5-6点，那个影子就走得更快。
By 5-6 o'clock in the afternoon, the shadow moves even faster.
但是最可怕的是。
But the worst thing,
当太阳下山的时候，
after the sun is gone,
那个影子就如飞而去。
The shadows are flitting by.
突然之间就如飞而去。
All of a sudden it vanishes.
我们的人生就是这样。
That's our life.
如果我们不知道数算我们的日子，
If we do not know how to number our days,
我们就发现日子过得越来越快。
Then we find out our days are going by faster and faster.
越来越快。
Faster.
然后有一天如飞而去。
And one day it vanishes.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要来把这个光阴赎回来。
Brother sister, we need to redeem our time.
我们需要到主的面前有这样的一个祷告。
We need to have such a prayer before the Lord.
主啊，你指教我。
Lord, teach us.
如果主不指教我，
If He does not teach us,
我们就不知道自己的光景。
Then we do not know our own condition.
我们也不知道自己活在肉体的当中。
Then we do not know we are still living in flesh.
我们也不知道我们自己的处境的危险。
Nor do we know the danger of our situation.
所以诗篇90篇的作者说，要我们做这样的祷告，说主啊，你教我。
So Psalm 90 says, Teach us.
让我知道怎么样来数算我的日子。
Teach us to number our days aright.
好叫我能够得到智慧的心。
So that we may gain the heart of wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
And sister, we thank the Lord.
虽然我们知道花是会凋谢。
Even though we know the flowers will shall fall.
我们也知道草必然是枯干的。
We know the grass will wither.
但是彼得没有停在那个地方。
But Peter did not stop there.
彼得下面说什么？
What did Peter say?
他说唯有主的话是永存。
But the word of the Lord stands forever.
弟兄姊妹，那实在是一个大的喜乐。
Brother and sister, that's a great joy.
今天只有主的话是永存。
Today only the word of God stands forever.
我们要是不读主的话，
If we do not read His word,
我们就不认识自己。
Then we do not know ourselves.
我们要是真的读得主的话，
If we truly read His word,
我们就必然认识自己。
Then we will know ourselves.
因为圣经是一面镜子。
For our Bible is like a mirror.
让一个读圣经的人能够真实知道自己的光景。
So that we can know our true condition.
所有神要祝福人，
When God wants to bless a man,
就要从那个人知道自己的光景开始。
You have to start with a man knowing his own condition.
如果人不知道自己的光景，
If a man does not know his condition,
他就不能得到神的祝福。
Then he cannot be blessed by God.
因此我们需要在主的面前来让他的话来光照我们。
Therefore, we need to let the word of the Lord shine upon us.
好像我们里面产生了一样的一个祷告。
So it generates such a prayer within our heart.
主啊，你指教。
Lord, teach me.
当我们里面有真实有这样的一个呼喊，
When we have that prayer within,
主就会怜悯我们。
And the Lord will have mercy on us.
他就会开启我们的心。
He will open our heart.
让我们看见我们所失去的年日在哪里。
So that we see where are our days lost.
叫我们有力量 能够把我们手中的东西放在他的手中。
So that he will give us strength so we can place the things in our hand into his hand.
他就能够把我们失去的光阴都赎回来。
Then he can redeem our days.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
Lord, 我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为你实在给我们成就的是何等大的救恩。
For you have accomplished a great salvation for us.
把我们从这样一个微小的一个人生
，from such a meaningless life.
你带给我们一个永恒的生命。
You have brought us eternal life.
主啊，我们为今天在我们当中还有朋友们，他没有信你的。
Lord, for the unbelievers in the midst of us.
还没有接受你做他们的救主的。
For those who have not received you as their savior.
我们求你感动他们。
We ask you that you will move them.
主，我们求你让他们里面能够被你的话来开启。
Lord, may they be opened up by your word.
就看见我们实在是需要耶稣。
So that we can see that we need Jesus.
没有人不需要耶稣。
There's no one here that does not need Jesus.
求主把这样的心来赐给我们。
Lord, give us such a heart.
好叫今天当我们离去的时候，主每一位都接受耶稣。
So that by the time we leave today, every single one of us will receive Christ.
我们也为我们所有的弟兄姊妹来仰望。
We also look to you for our brothers and sisters here.
求圣灵在我们的心里面向我们说话。
May your spirit speak to us.
叫我们离开许许多多失去的日子。
So that we leave behind all those lost days.
不叫我们活在自己肉体的当中。
No longer we live in our flesh.
也不要活在世界的吸引里面。
No longer live in the attraction of the world.
好叫在我们往后的日子里面，我们能够把所有的事都摆在你的手中。
That in the coming days, we can entrust our things into your hand.
好像诗歌所说的，你收我们的双手。
As some said, receive our hands.
你把我们的手收去为你使用。
Take our hands so that they can be used by you.
你把我们的声音也收去为你使用。
Take our voice so they can be used by you.
你把我们的脚也收去为你使用。
Take our feet so they can be used by
you. 你把我们的全人都收去为你使用。
Take our whole being so it can be used by you.
因为只有在你的手中，这些日子算得了数。
Because only in your hands they can count something.
求圣灵再把天上属灵的智慧赐给我们。
May you give us wisdom.
好像我们看见这个地上实在是虚空。
So that we can see how empty this world truly is.
所有的花都要凋谢。
All flowers will fall.
所有的草都要枯干。
All grass will wither.
唯有主的话永远长存。
But only the word of God stands forever.
感谢主的恩典。
We thank you, Lord.
把你的话再赐给我们。
Thank you for giving your word to us.
我们祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.